Good morning. Welcome back to the Roundtable. And it was very nice to welcome Graham back. And it's very nice to welcome Sean Stone back. Sean Stone not only is our cultural correspondent, but he has a new title, and we're thrilled to talk about it. He is the digital editor of The Alt. And The Alt is a new arts weekly that will be here in the Capital District. And it all launches November 15th. And those of us who miss Metroland so much, which I'm sure Sean does there because he used to get a check from there.
Yes, I had a 51-week vacation.
My God, was it really a year?
Yeah.
I didn't realize that.
Yeah.
Damn. Okay, so, well, you're employed again, and we're very happy about that, and we're very happy that you're doing what you do so well.
The new paper, The Alt, it's really exciting. There's the team of us. There's some ex-people from the old paper. There's a lot of new people. We're doing new, exciting things. The website is being designed by the people at Overit. It's going to be fantastic. It's a very exciting time.
All right.
And it's good to be busy because it takes your mind off other things.
That's right. Absolutely. And it's going to be published on Tuesday.
Tuesday.
Which is really cool. And so there's a lot going on. And we can't wait to see the first edition, which will be just next week, right?
Exactly.
So
this Tuesday.
That's wonderful. So we're thrilled that you're back. And it's very nice to have you. So you've seen Inferno. What did you think?
Oh, it's fun.
Okay.
It's not... you know, it's the kind of thing where, you know, it's a Dan Brown book,
yeah.
So there's lots of clues and mystery and
hidden stuff
and running around. And Tom Hanks is the absent-minded but brilliant professor who knows every secret passageway in every museum in Europe. So all that stuff is a lot of fun. Anytime they're required to be actual human beings and like interact, like, oh, we have a history and I was once in love with you, that stuff doesn't work.
Yeah.
And you just want them to get back running around again.
Yeah.
But it's fun. It's Tom Hanks, of course, Felicity Jones, Ben Foster's in it. It's quite entertaining. Although I will say Hanks is great in this, but I actually thought he did a better job with David S. Pumpkins.
All right.
Yeah.
Sure.
That's the only thing in the last month that I've enjoyed. That's
one takeaway from that. Inferno playing pretty much everywhere, so that's good. Now, upcoming, we go to Proctor's Theater and Schenectady tonight for
Dirty Dancing the Musical.
There you go.
Yes, it's today through Sunday.
The time of our lives.
The time of our lives. Go to the website. The show times, of course, vary from day to day. Then
all right.
Friday night at the Egg in Albany, it's the legendary NRBQ, the New Rhythm and Blues Quartet, with the Whole Wheat Horns in concert. Also Friday, which is an interesting Veterans Day programming choice, the New York State Writers Institute film series at Page Hall. That's downtown SUNY. Are showing Slaughterhouse-Five, which is George Roy Hill's film of the great Vonnegut classic.
Yes.
And I'm not sure it's like 100% successful, but it's an interesting movie, and it has a lot of interesting stuff in it.
It wasn't until I read that you were going to talk about this that I realized I think I saw that in like high school. I haven't seen it. It's been a long time.
It's
I
disappeared.
Really should see it again.
It's one of those movies that sort of disappeared.
Yeah.
So it's kind of exciting that it's showing up again. And then on Saturday, something I'm excited for.
Oh, I'm so excited for this.
At the Norman Rockwell Museum in Stockbridge, they're opening the exhibit, Hanna-Barbera, The Architects of Saturday Morning. And that is going to be this fabulous exhibit. Of course, William Hanna and Joe Barbera's studio that created Saturday morning cartoons, basically. Anything that wasn't something from earlier decades being shown, if it wasn't the Looney Tunes or Woody Woodpecker, they created it. They created Scooby-Doo and the Flintstones and Yogi Berra and all of that. It's just amazing. It's going to be original animated cells,
yep.
Artwork, just an amazing array of stuff.
They have, you know, even their things that weren't as... And I'm not saying they weren't successful. They weren't as successful as things like the Flintstones and Scooby-Doo and Yogi Bear. But just characters like Wally Gator and Adam Ant and
the design.
Mr. Magoo. I mean, this was really good stuff. And we are going to be talking to Tony Benedict, who is one of the was one of the animators for Hanna-Barbera,
terrific.
Who will be a part of that event on Saturday, on tomorrow's program, and we'll be talking to the curators as well over the Norman Rockwell Museum. But yeah, I'm thrilled. I have a lot of Hanna-Barbera art in my house.
I remember I was first introduced into the concept of a show being canceled when I was like four, probably. Top Cat had been in reruns, and they took it off the air.
Top Cat!
And that was my favorite show.
The show's had such good theme songs, too.
Oh, I know.
Like, Top Cat was a great theme song. But Hong Kong Phooey.
Oh, yeah.
Hillbilly Bears. Oh, that's good stuff.
And they're still, you know,
amazing.
They're still making Scooby-Doo.
Yeah.
And they make it, you know, what is it, Boomerang?
Yeah.
It's like the new episodes of Scooby-Doo that I've seen glimpses of. They make an effort to make it look like the original 1969 show because that's what the kids like.
Very good stuff.
Still.
Yes.
All right. Also, excuse me, on Saturday at Emma Willard's Kiggins Hall, the Friends of Chamber Music will present the Cecilia String Quartet. This is Saturday evening. It's a program of Beethoven, Mendelssohn, and a world premiere piece by Katarina Kurson. Sunday from 2 to 4 in the Fenimore Gallery at Proctor's. It's the Okrum Artists 60th Anniversary Exhibition Opening Reception. And that exhibit runs through January. Sunday night, the intro music, The Great Dust Bowl Fairies from Hudson, Ryder Cooley and her gang of ethereal folk music.
Yes.
That's Sunday night at Helsinki Hudson. Monday evening at the Palace Theater in Albany, it's the Festival of Praise, which is an all-star gospel concert featuring Fred Hammond. Wednesday at the Troy Savings Bank Music Hall, it's a blues night with Big Head Todd and the Monsters performing the songs of Willie Dixon.
That sounds great. And then we have new film openings.
Arrival, the big sci-fi movie with Amy Adams.
Yep.
Moonlight, which is probably the most praised Oscar buzz movie of the year. And Almost Christmas, which reminds us that they don't wait until Thanksgiving to release Christmas movies anymore. Wait, please.
Like 2 weeks, really, is all you have to wait.
Yep.
Yeah. Well, there you go.
So it's
good stuff. Well, we can't wait till next Tuesday when the launch of the Alt will happen. Now, will that be? I know you'll have an online presence, but will it be like the old days where we're scouring the city for copies on Tuesday morning?
Yep,
that's great stuff.
Hundreds of locations lined up already.
Wonderful, excellent. The Alt. Sean Stone is the digital editor of that publication, and best of luck with the new gig. And thanks for coming back. We'll see you next week.
You're welcome.
Thank you. You're listening to the Roundtable on WAMC.